Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Essential HR Handbook, 10th Anniversary Edition by Sharon Armstrong, is a practical, manager-friendly guide designed to help readers navigate core human resources responsibilities with clarity and confidence. Built as a fast reference rather than a theory-heavy textbook, it covers the everyday situations that supervisors, small business owners, and HR practitioners routinely face, from hiring and onboarding to performance management, discipline, and separations. The Anniversary Edition emphasizes up-to-date workplace realities, including evolving compliance expectations, documentation needs, and the importance of consistent processes. Armstrong's approach is grounded in what typically happens in real workplaces. Managers need scripts, checklists, and decision points they can use immediately, while HR professionals need a concise framework for advising leaders and reducing risk. The book aims to bridge that gap by translating HR concepts into actionable steps, practical examples, and common sense guidance that supports fair treatment, stronger communication, and better people decisions across the employee lifecycle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hiring and onboarding with consistency and reduced risk. A central theme of the handbook is that hiring is both a talent decision and a risk management process. It pushes readers to start with role clarity, defining essential functions, expectations, and success measures before recruiting begins. From there, it focuses on structured steps that help managers stay consistent across candidates, thoughtful job postings, organized screening, and interviews that evaluate job-related competencies rather than personal impressions. The guidance typically highlights the importance of documentation, both to support good decisions and to demonstrate fairness if questions arise later. The book also encourages a well-planned onboarding process, treating the first days and weeks as a critical period for setting standards, building engagement, and preventing early turnover. Practical onboarding elements include clear policies, training plans, performance expectations, and early check-ins. The underlying idea is that consistency protects the organization and improves candidate quality, while a strong start helps new hires become productive faster. By treating hiring and onboarding as repeatable systems rather than ad hoc tasks, readers can make better selections, reduce avoidable missteps, and create a more professional employee experience from day one. Secondly, everyday compliance basics managers cannot ignore. The handbook positions legal and policy awareness as a core management skill, not something to delegate entirely to HR. It outlines the types of compliance issues that surface in routine decisions, such as how employees are classified, what belongs in a personnel file, how to handle attendance and leave questions, and how to respond to complaints. Rather than turning readers into attorneys, it aims to build a practical radar: when to pause, what information to gather, and when to involve HR or legal counsel. A consistent message is that good intentions are not enough. Organizations need clear policies, consistent application, and accurate records. The book stresses that managers should understand the rationale behind key rules and the consequences of informal exceptions, which can create perceived favoritism or discrimination claims. It also addresses the value of training and communication, so employees know what is expected and what processes exist for raising concerns. By focusing on recognizable workplace scenarios, the content helps managers translate compliance into everyday actions, such as using standardized forms, following established approval steps, and documenting decisions in a neutral, factual way. Thirdly, performance management that is specific, fair, and ongoing. Another major topic is how to manage performance as a continuous process rather than an annual event. The book encourages managers to set clear expectations early, connect individual goals to team results, and provide feedback frequently enough that employees can adjust before problems become entrenched. It typically distinguishes between coaching for improvement and formal corrective action, emphasizing that both require clarity, timeliness, and follow-through. Readers are guided to focus on observable behaviors and measurable outcomes instead of vague judgments, which helps reduce conflict and supports fairness across the team. The handbook also underscores the role of documentation, not as a punitive tool, but as a way to capture expectations, coaching conversations, and progress over time. It promotes structured performance conversations, including how to prepare, how to communicate consequences, and how to create improvement plans that include specific actions, deadlines, and support resources. Importantly, it acknowledges that performance management is also about recognizing strong work, developing employees, and maintaining morale. By using consistent methods and focusing on facts, managers can improve results, reduce surprises, and create a workplace where accountability feels transparent rather than arbitrary. Fourthly, employee relations, communication, and workplace conflict. The handbook devotes attention to the people side of HR, the day-to-day interactions that determine culture, trust, and retention. It provides guidance on handling sensitive conversations, addressing conflict early, and responding to employee concerns in a way that is respectful and procedurally sound. A key idea is that many problems escalate because managers avoid direct communication or respond inconsistently. The book therefore supports clear, calm communication habits, listening for facts, separating emotions from issues, and setting boundaries around acceptable behavior. It also covers the importance of professionalism in challenging situations, including how to handle complaints, manage confidentiality appropriately, and prevent retaliation. Another emphasis is the need for consistent policy application, because perceived unfairness is often a root cause of conflict. The content commonly points out that managers should not diagnose personal issues, but can still offer support by using established resources and processes. By combining practical conversation strategies with HR-minded discipline, the book helps managers reduce drama, limit productivity losses, and create conditions where employees feel heard without undermining standards. This makes employee relations a proactive practice rather than a reactive crisis response. Lastly, discipline, investigations, and separations handled professionally. When performance or conduct problems persist, the handbook frames discipline as a structured process that protects the organization while giving employees a fair opportunity to improve. It typically explains progressive discipline concepts, the role of clear policies, and why managers should address issues promptly rather than letting them drift. The book also highlights the basics of workplace investigations, including gathering information, maintaining neutrality, documenting what is learned, and involving the right internal partners. These elements are especially important when situations involve harassment, safety concerns, or violations of major rules. Separations are treated as a continuation of good process. Decisions should be based on documented facts, aligned with policy, and communicated respectfully. The guidance encourages managers to prepare for termination meetings, manage logistics, and reduce unnecessary risk through consistent messaging and proper paperwork. It also reminds readers that how an employee is treated during the final phase affects team morale and the organization's reputation. By offering a clear framework for discipline and separation decisions, the handbook helps managers act decisively without being impulsive, balancing compassion with accountability while preserving fairness and organizational credibility. In conclusion, this book is well suited for new managers, experienced supervisors who want a faster reference, HR generalists in small or mid-size organizations, and business owners who must handle HR tasks without a large support team. Readers benefit because the handbook translates common HR responsibilities into clear steps that can be applied immediately, which improves consistency, reduces avoidable mistakes, and strengthens communication with employees. In daily practice, that can mean fewer hiring missteps, better onboarding, earlier performance course corrections, cleaner documentation, and more confident handling of complaints, conflict, and separations. These improvements protect morale as well as time and cost, since unclear expectations and inconsistent decisions often lead to turnover, grievances, or legal exposure. Compared with many HR books that lean heavily on theory or broad leadership philosophy, this one stands out for its quick access format, pragmatic checklists and frameworks, and emphasis on what managers actually need to do on Monday morning. It is worth buying for its breadth across the employee lifecycle, its focus on practical decision points, and its role as a desk-side guide that supports fair, professional people management in real-world conditions. If you would like to support Sharon Armstrong, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.